Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truckers that are out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe and Gab and Parler. And you'll find us on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we were talking about Afghanistan. And I realize it's an ancient war-torn country. I realize the people there, most of them can't spell their name. They make their mark with an X or whatever. They don't seem to understand a lot of things except for fighting and tribal territorial roots, if you will. But we've got, my understanding is, we've got people that we need to get out of Afghanistan that are not just in Kabul. There's some still in Kandahar and scattered around the country. Are we going to be able to get them out?
Well, that's part of the reason that the Marine units have been brought in to help exfil these guys, including contractors. I mean, whatever Americans are there,
right,
in whatever way, shape, or form, whatever location, that's the mission is to get them out.
Right.
As far as, you know, you had mentioned the drones and the aircraft and whatnot,
right.
Those in the possession that were in the possession of the Taliban, and I use that in past tense because the Taliban has already sold almost all of that to Iran and Russia. The documents, sensitive documents and computers and whatnot that are being destroyed now out of the embassy, that should have been going on for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But enter the NSA and the CIA, because we're going to strategically leave some of those things behind, and we're going to seed that equipment with malware, if you will, and if they take any of those things, we will have the ability to track communications. That
mm-hmm.
sounds good in theory,
mm-hmm.
and that's pretty creative. However, track what? If we get this information, and then what do we do with it? Because
mm-hmm.
we're not fighting anymore. So... I'm so angry at this whole thing. I would say that, you know, Millie and Crowd have really lied to us. for a very long time. So, yeah, I don't have any use for these flag officers.
There's already a move to replace Milley. I don't know if it'll go anywhere, but there's already a move to get him the hell out of there. That's number one. Number two, can you name anything that Joe Biden did in his 40-some-odd years in the Congress? And the
I heard that question yesterday, and I was glad that somebody had asked it, because earlier in the week I was thinking the same thing. I'd actually posted something on Facebook, and I used the hashtag incompetence. There are some within this administration that have quite a resume, but they're incompetent. There are others that have quite the resume, but it is a Marxist resume, if you will. It's an activist resume, and the decisions that are coming out of this administration and policies, for whatever reason, I mean, whether it's education, whether it's entitlements, whether it's the border, whether it's foreign policy, they're they're getting it wrong. And the wrongness that they're getting is a lot of the same wrongness, if those are words, that we had during the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say this. I was rather stunned that Anita Dunn, who was making an awful lot of the decisions, campaign decisions and early policy decisions in the Biden administration, her last day was Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I found that to be pretty interesting.
All right. We've got Mary on the line. Let's find out what she wants before we run out of time in a segment. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
Hi. I wish Republicans would just get it together and stop lying and quit whining about Kamala Harris not going to the border. They need to come out and make the statement that she doesn't want to go up to the border because they want this to happen. They need to tell the truth on the mainstream media so that people get that. Quit whining about her not going down there, for goodness sake.
All right. Well, good luck with the mainstream media, because they're not going to report it. I know I've heard it on Fox. I've heard it on One American News Now, and I've heard it on Newsmax about the fact she's not going there, and this is intentional on their part. Okay, I hear. Wait a minute. I hear the music. So we'll come back. We'll come back and we'll address that for Mary. I got more stuff to talk about too. It's one of those nights where it's a target-rich environment right now. Holy smokes! Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch returns. Kathy's going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale!
Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of The Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
All righty, thank you very much, Ron Edwards. In this portion of the program, I had a conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Remember, education of our youth is always critical, and we've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Sadly, that just no longer is the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. So we welcome to the show Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, these are beautiful, educational, and they do teach the children history with a heart. Volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. In volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. And in volume number three, that features Tuggy and his bride settled on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends moved through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So, visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. It's an absolute must for homeschoolers, and the books come in English and Spanish. They're available locally here in the Tampa St. Pete area at the Coastal Market number 607 in Clearwater, 607 Clearwater, Largo Road. Okay, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is back with us. And good morning to you. And just
good morning. Let me address Mary's comment.
Yes.
It's not that the Republicans are whining. They see some weakness here, so they're just going in for the kill. It's not that they're concentrating on Kamala Harris. There's a very huge weakness with Biden. There's obviously one with Kimmel, and so they're just, you know.
Yep.
It's not that they're concentrating. They get to do the reverse. You know, the Democrats are whining virtually about every single Republican, whether it's a governor or whether it's a mayor, whether it's, you know, any kind of politician.
Yep.
I wouldn't get hung up on that. It's theater.
Okay, now we've got Backgammon Bob on the line, so let's see what he wants. Okay, what's your question here, Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain. I think it's about time that we totally disengage from foreign entanglements, as we don't seem to have the leadership that can make any good decisions, and in addition, economically, and particularly over there in China, Russia, Crimea, and all of it, just about, although maybe not the China area, I'm not sure. But we have neither the time nor the treasure to be able to do this thing. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, Denise, let me ask you a question that kind of goes along with what he said. How long is it going to be before we get hit again, 9/11 style, because of what's going on over there?
Well, there's no way for me to know. I don't have a crystal ball, but let me just say this. Foreign entanglements. We could go in and prevail on any kind of a conflict that's out there if you have the rules of engagement.
That's right.
And we haven't had rules of engagement going all the way back to the Obama administration. That's when they stopped.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
He announced, what was it, in 2000, I forget when now. Anyway, that the military conflict in Afghanistan has stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He announced that.
Mm-hmm.
So therein lies where the rules of engagement we're over with. We all just went, including the NATO allies, were all over there doing training and just observing and blah, 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 blah. There was no conflict. Now, what we should be doing, I mean, let's go back to Japan. You know, we said to Japan, all right, you better, you know, consider a surrender. And they wouldn't do it. So what do? We dropped a nuclear weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Japan, you ready? No. Okay. Well, so we drop another one. Then they do it. So that tactic is really what we should have been doing here with the Taliban. Mm-hmm. Every single advance that they have made in Afghanistan, we should have been dropping bombs on them.
Yep.
I thought that there was some hope with Trump, because remember, he dropped the Moab.
Yes, he did.
I would have dropped 10 more.
Yep.
Maybe even as of today.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all rules of engagement, every single bit of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you as of today. If you want to stop these guys in their tracks, drop one of them on them.
Right.
Because as far as they know, it's a nuclear bomb, and they don't know the difference. Now, there's a report that evidence has been presented to a grand jury in the John Durham probe. We don't know anything other than that.
Which says that we kind of do. There is very slight reporting, and I think it's only by Fox, that he's gone fairly deep into the FBI, below the top floor type people,
mm-hmm,
that were solicited to get any kind of information that they could manufacture about Trump. So not only was it the top floor of the FBI that he is investigating, but apparently it is spidered throughout the Bureau,
mm-hmm,
and their contacts. Mm-hmm. So he's on the case. I didn't expect to hear that there were some lower-level agents, if you will, that were assigned to certain things, but they would stand to reason,
mm-hmm,
that would necessarily be the case, beyond all the names that we have already heard.
Mm-hmm. Now, it hasn't been a good week for Joe Biden. Inflation hit a record high this week. The cost of living has jumped, and it's going to go even higher. Meanwhile, mm-hmm, Afghanistan is collapsing right in front of our eyes with the Taliban. And regarding the border, well, what the hell's going on there? It's out of control.
Well, Mayorkas, I don't know if you heard the...
I did.
The the secret tape that was recorded, but he just said this is unsustainable.
Yep.
What a lot of people don't know is that Texas and Missouri, I think it was Missouri, banded together to sue the Biden administration on the Remain in Mexico policy.
Correct.
And a federal judge ruled in favor of Texas and Missouri.
Correct.
So, and the ruling says, and I'm gonna, it's not all of the ruling, but the ruling says there must be go back to the Remain in Mexico policy immediately until such time the Department of Homeland Security, under which ICE and Border Patrol and HHS, which is the Refugee Resettlement Operation, can figure some things out. And they can't. So the Remain in Mexico policy, I think, I don't know when it begins. It could begin even today. I do not know that. So there's a win that the good guys got yesterday by a federal judge.
Never should have stopped it, or we wouldn't have been looking at this 200 and some odd thousand people last month.
Mm-hmm.
What a shame.
That's what we could count, by the way.
Yeah. Now, there's an issue starting to come forward about the Biden administration discussing mandating vaccines for interstate travel. Now, the conservatives have swung back, and they've said, number one, it's immoral. Number two, it's illegal. And number three, it's unconstitutional.
We have the freedom of travel in this country, and we can do it by any means necessary or by any choice. But there are no conditions to that. You might have to pay a toll on a toll road, those things that we understand. But how you travel... this administration has no clue that it is, in fact, unconstitutional. So if they want, if it's federal vehicles, okay, fine. In the case of airplanes where you travel from, say, Kentucky to California, the private business, meaning Delta or United or whatever airline, they can do whatever they want, but it cannot be federally mandated.
Mm-hmm. Now, get this one. According to the Customs and Border Patrol, during the month of July, they encountered and took into custody 703 Russians coming into the country illegally.
Mm-hmm.
Now, now, we don't know how many got through, but isn't that amazing?
No.
The saga
The saga
continues. All right.
Yep.
Here, we got to run, but I will talk to you on Monday morning, okay? All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. And we're coming back with the military news and veterans segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The first contingent of Marines have arrived in Kabul, Afghanistan, to get non-essential American embassy workers and allies out of the country as the Taliban continues to gain ground. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says around 3,000 troops are being sent there on a very specific mission. He said Afghan forces should have been able to take over their own security.
This is a moment for the Afghans to unite, the leadership. And in the military, no outcome has to be inevitable here.
Another roughly 4,000 troops are headed to Kuwait to be on reserve in case they're needed. Troops from Canada and the United Kingdom are also being used to get their citizens out of the country, too. The UN says it wants to continue delivering help to the Afghan people, but they say they're still evaluating the security situation that could change at any time. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Don't forget, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to serve you. We're going to tell you exactly where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. And here they are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, as you've heard me say over and over again about the National Aviation Academy, you need to give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Now, they have a campus at Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, and then they have one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Now, you need to go there, take a look at their campus, see what they have to offer. Talk to the students, you'll be able to do that. Talk to the instructors, you'll be able to do that. and then talk to the financial people and find out what it takes to get the financial aid to do what you need to do. Now, if you're a post 9/11 veteran and you haven't used your educational benefits, you're in like fun because it's going to be paid for. If you're a pre 9/11 veteran, you may have to operate on a percentage of benefits received, depending on how long you've been out of the service if you haven't used your educational benefits already. And if for some reason you don't have any educational benefits left on the GI Bill, then you can get a conventional student loan, which is also available, and they'll walk you through that as well. Now, you can check them out online by going to NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, or the phone number to call, 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. Well, folks, we've got 8,000 troops so far and counting deploying to secure evacuations from Kabul. Remember, as I told you, it's not just about what they said yesterday in the press conference of, well, we're going to get our embassy people out. That's part of it. That's part of it. But we have contractors around the country that are cut off that we need to get to and get out. And my understanding is it's 2,000 to 3,000 people, American contractors. So we'll see how that plays out, besides our embassy people. Now, of the 8,000 that have been deployed to secure the evacuations, 3,000 are headed directly to Kabul, with another 3,500 in Kuwait awaiting orders, and another 1,000 headed to Qatar awaiting their orders. So, we'll see what happens. And we've been told that if our troops are fired on, they will defend themselves. So we'll see where that goes, too. Now, the Taliban, on Friday, overran four key cities, including Kandahar, the second largest city in Afghanistan. And they were in control there. And they're inching closer and closer to the final days of the U.S.-supported government in Kabul, which will be collapsing. There's no doubt in my mind about that. No doubt at all. Now, I will tell you that CENTCOM tells us that across the Middle Eastern region, which, by the way, the Middle Eastern region reaches over to Afghanistan. Don't ask me why they do that. But they've conducted more than 400 airstrikes across the Middle East since January the 1st. That was released yesterday. Also, U.S. and coalition airplanes. Now, the VA came out and said they're going to expand the COVID vaccine mandate for employees, contractors, and even volunteers. The expansion will give the hybrid Title 38 employees and the Title 5 VA personnel 8 weeks to show proof of vaccination or face immediate termination. Now, you might have heard me tell Denise about the general, the female general that was promoted to be the commanding officer of U.S. Southern Command. She is Army Lieutenant General Laura Richardson, who was confirmed by the Senate in a unanimous voice vote to become the next commander of the U.S. Southern Command, which will make her just the second woman in history to lead a combatant command. And congratulations to the general. Hopefully I'll get a chance to meet her. Now, the grand illusion right now coming out of Afghanistan is the fact that they've been hiding the truth in Afghanistan for years about what was going on, how good things were when they really weren't, because it's obvious that the wool's been pulled over everybody's eyes. And Biden defended his actions yesterday to his press secretary, Jen Psaki, who said he has no regrets at all as to what he's done and how he's done it. But I'll tell you what, there's plenty of Afghan warriors, people that served in Afghanistan, that are mad as hell about this. Plenty of them. And, of course, the Afghans that are coming out of these areas where the Taliban are rolling in are talking about mass executions. They're talking about forced marriages with children. Children, which is what the Taliban likes to do in some cases. They say that they've witnessed unprovoked attacks on civilians, executions of captured soldiers, and civilians alike. Anyone that was westernized has been killed. Women and children included. And any soldiers, they're just killing them outright. Obviously, these are all crimes against the Geneva Convention, more so than anything that anybody could think of on the Democratic side when they want to accuse our guys of doing something. We don't go around and do this kind of stuff. Never have, never will. But the Taliban are, and they're no different than ISIS when it comes to this. And I know it, and you know it, and everybody else that paid any attention to what's going on knows this too. And there's no hiding the fact, folks, that a Taliban victory is now inevitable in Afghanistan. Now, will they sit back and allow us to get our people out? Or will they come roaring in and force a fight? My gut tells me they're going to come in and force a fight. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. By the way, in some other veterans news here, the burn pits are back in the news. Now, the burn pits may force the military to acknowledge generations of poisoned veterans going all the way back to World War II. If that happens, benefits will have to be kicked in for people that died of certain diseases related to what's been burned in these burn pits. And I know a number of young men and women from this current conflict in Afghanistan and Iraq that have come down with mysterious cancer ailments, being perfectly healthy one day, and the next day they've either got lung problems or something worse. It's terrible. Well, when we come back, final segment, I'm going to get into a couple different things here. First of all, I'm going to tell you about the media trying to tag Ron DeSantis with a new COVID story that's not true. We're going to tell you about that. And then we're going to tell you about where I'm going to be today and where I'm going to be September 23rd. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. That's my buddy Mark Walters, who you'll hear on many of these stations on Sunday night with Armed American Radio. And check your local listings for the time, because he's on different times around the country. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. And, you know, hardly a week goes by that I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, into the Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. It all starts with Moss Care, what gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss with over 800 new and pre-owned new vehicles, all the colors, all the accessories you could dream of. And, oh, by the way, clean trade-ins? Got them. They're commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage. And by the way, why don't you get a price on your vehicle that you're driving? See what it's worth. It might shock you, because the value of used cars has gone up dramatically in the last 4 to 5 months. You can upgrade your ride now and have some extra money you didn't even know you were going to get. Now, Moss Nissan's motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And while you're there, test drive the hottest SUV on the market, the all-new Moss Rogue. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great care, taking care of themselves. And don't forget, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. You can check them out online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. There you go. Now, Governor DeSantis, once again, the mainstream, lamestream, blamestream media tried to create a story that wasn't true when you checked the facts that they were trying to tell you about. Now, this story came from CNN, Brianna Kyler. She said that four teachers from Broward County died of COVID in a single day. They were unvaccinated. We don't know the status of the fourth. And then they tried to imply that it was because of Ron DeSantis and his ban on mask mandates. Well, there's just one big problem with this. The four teachers that died within 24 hours, school isn't even open yet. How did they get COVID to begin with? Some were on vacations. Some were just hanging around, whatever. But they certainly didn't get it because they went to school. And the story was aimed at attacking Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And of course, the liberal media picked it up and ran with it without telling you what I just told you. And starting with the fact that school hadn't started yet, so these folks would have had to have been on vacation when they caught it, or somewhere off the job. None of these people caught anything because of anything done by Ron DeSantis. Yep, despite that, you had liberals all over the internet blaming Governor DeSantis for these people, which is ludicrous. But then again, I digress. Now, I want to tell you all about September the 23rd and what we're going to be doing. It's called the Job Creators Network. We're going to be bringing small business back. It's the Small Business Back Tour, I might add, that's come to Tampa. Thanks to the Job Creators Network President and CEO, Alfredo Ortiz, who will be there. And the U.S. Constitution and the rule of law are under attack. I think we can all agree to that. And now is the time to rise up and protect conservative ideals. So why don't you come on out and join me on Thursday, September 23rd at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa Bay to hear from Salem Radio Network's Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, who, by the way, could be the governor-elect of California that night. Also, our own Rebecca Walser, Fox News contributor, and Alfredo Ortiz from the Job Creators Network, along with, are you ready for this, a special in-person address of about 20 minutes by the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, who will be there. Now, the VIP reception will start at 5:30 p.m., go to 6:30. The main event starts at 7, goes to 9. Tickets are available by going to theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. You got to put the https://// up in front of it to get there. Theanswertampa.com. Get your tickets, and I look forward to seeing you there. I'll be wandering around a little bit before I get to go up on stage and do what I'm going to do, but I'll be in the reception for a little bit, and then I'll be down by the display tables for a little bit, because our sponsors who will be there with their display tables are Job Creators Network, Travel Cats, Moss Family Automotive, Walser Wealth Management, and Lauren Kelly, the author of Tuggy the Patriot Pup, will be there with a display for you to look at, and she'll be talking to folks about her great book that's, in my opinion, something that every child in America starting out in school needs to get their hands on to get a leg up on American history, because they're just not teaching American history anymore the way it was when most of us went to school. So, that's September the 23rd. You can find out more by going to theanswertampa.com, which is where you're going to go get the tickets anyway. Now, today, I will be down in Sarasota at the gun show, the Two Guys Gun Show, at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds Robarts Arena building. Now, I'll be there at 9. I'll be there probably till about 3. Might be 2, depends on the weather and the crowd. But usually I'm there till 3. So stop by and say howdy, howdy. Love to see you. And take advantage of the guns and the knives and the fishing poles and the camping gear and all the accessories that you can think of that are going to be there. Take advantage of all that. You save a lot of money in some cases with what's there because they do a lot of wheeler dealing. To find out more, you can go to the website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. Other than that, come on out to Robarts Arena in Sarasota. Right there at Ringling and Tuttle. And don't forget, I'll be there from 9 to 3. Look forward to seeing you. Now, there's plenty come Monday to look at. We're still going to be talking about Afghanistan. That's a very fluid situation. I have no idea what's going to happen there, but I suspect that we may be firing some shots at the bad guys, the Taliban, because I just don't see them giving up. I see them any chance there is to take out any of us that they're going to be right there. And that's what they're going to try to do. And by the way, isn't it nice and lovely to see them driving around our Humvees and some of our other equipment, including the drones that they got their hands on? And as Denise reported, they took the jets that were there from the Air Force that they captured and some other heavy equipment and sold it to the Russians and the Iranians for cash to operate, because they're not going to fly any planes, and they're not going to operate any fancy equipment either. They don't have that ability, as we already told you, because most of them are not literate enough to be able to do much of anything. All right. Let's see who we see today down in Sarasota from 9 to 3 at Robarts Arena. And to everybody else, I'll see you on Monday morning at 2 a.m. right here on these same stations. Have yourself a great weekend. Stay dry if you can. Stay cool if you can. And remember, this show is all about we the people. We the people. I'll be back. God bless.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.